You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Good morning. It is time to get up with the Cowboys. And the D in Big D stands for disappointment and despair. We start there. Then, the leader of the pack, he was his spectacular self, but it wasn't enough. Did we see the real weakness exposed for Green Bay? And then, oh, LeBron James, the bow, the blood. Is he gonna get suspended? There's a lot to unpack here, and we will as we get up with you starting right now. It's Get Up presented by T-Mobile. You know who we are. We have a million things to get to. Roll the first game. Cowboys and Chiefs yesterday in Kansas City. It gave you everything you wanted, but nothing you expected. It was Dak. It was Patrick. Oh, there's gonna be all kinds of fireworks. Well, it started that way. Give me Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, I love this play call. You're getting bunch set, three tight ends, man coverage, and you bring that reverse to Tyreek Hill, getting him the ball early.
Later in the drive, Casey at the four, it's Kelce.
You want to use this down in the red zone, but not with your quarterback. You put Kelce at that spot. He reads the defensive end, touchdown Chiefs.
Extra point, no good at 6-0. Meanwhile, that defensive line for KC.
Well, Greeny, the Cowboys try to quick snap the Chiefs defense and kind of anticipate that they're not going to be ready. Big 95 trying to make big man ball, and Frank Clark becomes unblocked because the Cowboys offense is not ready in protection.
They turn that into a field goal, so it's 9-0 later in the quarter now. It's 9-3, and this one is Byron Pringle.
I like the motion use. You see the little pump fake by Patrick Mahomes. It gets Diggs to jump up in cover three. Pringle on the corner behind him.
They're at the 14, and then this is a pretty play.
Yeah, reverse option. A nice job by Patrick getting the defense to commit, and then that easy kick outside.
16-3. Meanwhile, RC, how fast is Micah Parsons?
Listen, Micah Parsons is an absolute animal. There's no way in the world Patrick Mahomes is out running him. Dude is a stud. Welcome to the Pro Bowl and Rookie of the Year.
But then they looked a little rushed right before the half, and that's a bad throw.
Yeah, I don't mind this. It's a one-on-one shot in man coverage downfield. Candidly, it's just a great play by the defensive back. It's a below-average ball by Dak Prescott.
And Charvarius Ward has a great DB trainer.
And unfortunately, C.D. Lamb hits his head hard, and as a concussion, he would not return. To the fourth quarter we go. It's 19-6. What a day Chris Jones had.
Yeah, this is a great job by Spags, their defensive coordinator, getting him one-on-one as a pass rush specialist. He was dominant.
That was his third sack of the day, and here comes another half.
Greeny, this one's against a Hall of Famer in Zach Martin. It tells you how physical 95 was all afternoon.
Three and a half sacks for him, and then Dak, this one is going to get tipped at the line.
This is just being smart by Chris Jones. Hey, I got to the quarterback 100 times.
Yep.
This time I'm not going to. Both hands get up, tip that ball as he's trying to throw a seam, another interception for this Chiefs defense.
This one was all about the Chiefs defense. Yeah. Dak threw for 216, Mahomes for just 260. Kansas City, a statement win, 19-9. Let's talk.
I think offensively, we still got stuff to work on, but defense, man, they've been rolling. And kind of through these struggles, even though we weren't playing good offensively, people kind of lost track of how our defense has been playing. And to go up against offense like that and to play like that, that's a special thing to do.
I'm pissed when you're not, I don't play well, or the team doesn't play well, or the offense doesn't play well for the fact of tonight in general. And I'm sure we got to put it past us. We know the stretch ahead. So there's a lot that we can learn from tonight. And this is a resilient team that's going to continue to fight and get better. I can promise you that.
He says short week. Of course, it's Thanksgiving. They always play, so they got to turn around and play it Thursday. RC, we watched two fascinating teams yesterday. Yeah. What did we see?
One of these teams, the Kansas City Chiefs, have been in this moment together multiple times. Mm-hmm. The other team, the Dallas Cowboys, this was their first go at it, and they're 0-1. That team didn't show up. That team didn't seem prepared. That team, the Dallas Cowboys, didn't play with the same type of effort that we saw the Kansas City Chiefs play with. And last week on Friday, I said, you know what? When they asked Dak about the measuring stick and it not being a measuring stick for him, and when he said, you know what? It's about our team and our team winning, I said to myself, you know what? I kind of feel that way, too. The Dallas Cowboys, we know who they are. The Kansas City Chiefs of 2021, we're still trying to figure it out. The Kansas City Chiefs played that way, though. The Kansas City Chiefs played like they hadn't proved anything. Mm-hmm. The Kansas City Chiefs played like nobody in that locker room walks around with the ring. And we saw that type of commitment from the beginning. When you watch the beginning of this game, two things were evident to me. You get the pump and go early to Gallup, and Dak Prescott misses him. It's a three and out. Yeah. The Kansas City Chiefs get the football, they run the football, and they take what's there. One team was prepared to win a football game by any means necessary. The other football team felt like just being them was enough.
Yeah, it reminded me of a championship fight, all right? And meaning that the contender walks in, he's already talked himself into it, like, yo, I'm ready for this fight, I'm ready for all this stuff. And then halfway through the eighth, it's like, uh-oh, he ain't ready. And here's the thing that got me. So the whole thing was about this. They let Dallas let Kansas City dictate the entire game.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that gets me. You're surprised that they were up there to stop the run on first down?
Right.
Like, what the hell? How can you be surprised by that? You know, here's the great thing. You know, Boy Wonder, I like Boy Wonder.
Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator.
Yes, I'm sorry. But I forgot his name. But Boy Wonder, bring motion back and you could block the edge. Give yourself a chance to run the football. They didn't do it. To me, they were outclassing this game by their own doing as much as Kansas City's doing.
You know, Dan, you used one word to describe what you saw from Dallas that I thought was fascinating.
Scared. I thought the Cowboys played scared. I thought they coached scared. I thought they went into the environment thinking it's too big a deal. The lights were too bright. You could tell by the way that they coached. I mean, there was three or four times Dak Prescott's at the line of scrimmage trying to check in and out of pressures. Oh, is the zero blitz going to come? And they're throwing these perimeter screens, and Kansas City's like, dude, we're just dropping out and playing zone. And then also, like, the reality of the run blitz by Steve Spagnuolo said, we're not gonna let you run the football against us. Early on, you saw that edge pressure. 54 comes off the edge. He becomes unblocked. That's a first and 10 run blitz. Now we get the second down, or second one, first and 10 again. Watch Matthew up top, and edge pressure allows the defensive line to condense. Everybody pinches in. We're not going to let you run the football. Here's another one, first and 10. Cowboys want to run to the bottom of the screen. Watch the edge pressure up top. Everybody can slant. Chris Jones swims over the top because of the slant, shuts down the run. It was like, all right, Steve Spagnuolo, defensive coordinator, said, Dallas, we're not going to let you run the football. We're not scared of your receivers. Now, Amari Cooper wasn't there. That mattered. And the Cowboys coached scared. They played scared. And the whole football team acted like they did not belong.
Yeah, like, Ryan, how many times we do slot pressure?
Yeah, I mean, so
it's
football.
Stop the running game.
To be clear,
it's a run blitz.
Not complicated whatsoever. Yeah. And you're right.
It's a run blitz.
It's a run play action. You know, defense, first and 10 thing. And there was not one adjustment by the Dallas Cowboys. It's easy. Hell, every team in the world.
All they were doing were blitzing. They were blitzing tendencies.
Right.
That's what it was.
It was, of course.
They were blitzing tendencies.
Yeah.
And that's
especially
what they were doing
the backs
defensively.
At home.
Yes,
right.
They were doing that. And the Dallas Cowboys never had an answer. On October 30th, though, I was texting with Tyrann Mathieu, and he was kind of had the whole thing with the Kansas City Chiefs fans. And he was like, you know what? It's time to turn it up a notch. Since then, Giants 17, Packers 7, Raiders 14, Cowboys 9 points, right?
That's what they've allowed, the Chiefs,
That's what that defense has allowed since October 30th, since November 1st in that game. And yesterday was about this defense. So many times we focus on the offense because we expect them to be explosive. The offense wasn't great yesterday. Chris Jones was phenomenal. And L'Jarius Sneed, Tre'Davious Ward on the outside, stood in front of the Dallas Cowboys receivers, and they were glued to him like Velcro. And when you think about these games, these are the important games that change the trajectory of seasons. And I felt like the Kansas City Chiefs played that way.
You know what was interesting? When Patrick was doing that post-game interview, he said it himself.
Right.
When our offense has not been playing well, the defense has been carrying us. I thought Chris Jones was the most dominant player on the football field.
Oh, you mean the minority owner in the Dallas Cowboys now?
He got stake.
Chris Jones, he got stake in him. Oh, he owns him. For sure.
And then also, listen, Dak Prescott did not play well.
He did not.
He did not play well. And this is the second time in 3 weeks that he did not play well. We are going to pound the table and praise him when he does.
He went into a game against a guy that is the best player in the position at Patrick Mahomes, most talented. And he had to go carry the football team because his left tackle wasn't out and Amari Cooper was out. And then CeeDee Lamb got hurt. Mm-hmm. He didn't play well. He was indecisive. He was inaccurate. Yeah. He didn't control the defensive line. And that was my issue. Your offensive line was getting whooped. Gary Kubiak used to say it to us all the time. Quarterbacks, take it upon yourself to make sure the defensive line does not win the football game. And Dak never did that. He played poorly again.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I mean, if I'm a left tackle, shouldn't I know I need to block the right defensive end? What the hell are you doing?
They tried to quick snap
him on that. Chris Jones is killing it. Then he comes down to help on Chris Jones. Who the hell is going to block this guy? Dak?
Yeah.
Dak Prescott's going to block him. Like, to me, it was bad. And some of the things, I know you don't have a problem with it, Daniel, but I do. Some of these quick throws right there. What's the defense sitting on? I'm going to tell you what we sit on. Everything, we're playing run, play action, and all that. We're doing it all damn day.
What do you mean?
All we tell the corner.
Are you going back to the Tarvarius Ward interception late in the half? Yeah.
Stay on top. Yeah. All the hell you tell your guy. Here's what you do. We do it in a team meeting. So, by the way, one thing you can count on is we're going to stay on top of the quick play action throw. When the back's at home, you're giving us a trigger. You're telling us what you're going to do. Run, play action, deep, whatever. Yeah. And Steve Spagnuolo, right. He knew about it.
Yeah, he worked.
Yeah, I mean, it was an ass whipping.
Yeah, it was in a lot of ways. There's so many different areas. No, it's all good. There's a million different ways to break this game down, and we will as our morning continues. So much football. I have to show you that what happened in the NBA yesterday, if you haven't seen it. Because there was blood and there was controversy, and LeBron James was in the middle of it. Actually, he was the reason for it. Third quarter in Detroit. By the way, the Lakers are losing by 12 points when this happens, or at least after the free throw they are. Look at LeBron James on Isaiah Stewart right there.
He was there wrong.
Go ahead, RC.
He's absolutely wrong. He throws this elbow purposely. He was ejected out of this game, and I believe that more should come to LeBron James.
Yeah, he may very well wind up getting suspended. But before anything else, Isaiah Stewart was ready to go, and this is going to go on for a while. Dan, look at Isaiah Stewart. He wants a piece of this, and even when they get him away, he's going to come running back. He was frustrated.
He was intense. This actually looks like my wife on a Tuesday at Home Goods trying to find a throw pillow.
No.
Give me that pillow!
Well, here she goes. Here it is.
That's
her running
through the
aisle. I'll be honest.
That dude can play football.
Hey, guys, that guy cannot play football. He ran through everybody until he got really close to DeAndre Jordan and Russell Westbrook, and then he stopped running.
Well, either way, LeBron ejected. By the way, his team came back and won. Let's hear from him.
Everyone in the league knows LeBron not a dirty guy. That nearly hit him. As soon as he did it, he looked back at him and told him, oh, my bad, I didn't try to do it. I don't know what he was trying to do, but I know nobody on our team. 1 through 15 was having it. You know, we're gonna protect our brother. I've never in 10 years seen a player try to do that. Well, since I've been playing, it was uncalled for. You know, you got cut above your eye, accidental. Like, you know, it wasn't on purpose. And you know, we wasn't gonna allow him to keep charging our brother like that.
All right. Oh, by the way, the Lakers then turned the game around completely and won from that moment forward.
There you go.
Quick thought.
Well, no, I think anytime you have a moment like that, it does galvanize a team. Like, you're going after LeBron James, and now Russell Westbrook comes out and plays better. But when LeBron James does that, it's a purposeful elbow. He did it on purpose. And I believe the league doesn't have to make an example out of him, but they do have to treat him like the other players.
He may get suspended. One word for – okay, we'll come back to it, Rex. We'll come back to it. Coming up.
I got a hell of a comment on this.
It was a thriller. Minnesota, Aaron Rodgers was spectacular. You'll see all the highlights and what went wrong. And then, oh my goodness, Buffalo. The Bills go down in embarrassing fashion. Just how much trouble are they in? We have a million answers coming your way. It's Get Up on ESPN.
Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch. Wonderful pistachios, one of the highest protein nuts out there. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Wonderful pistachios also come in a variety of flavors and sizes, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. And you're on the go a lot, taking the kids to school, hopping from meeting to meeting, shopping for groceries. Well, the good news is, not only are Wonderful pistachios a complete protein, providing all 9 essential amino acids, they're also great for all your adventures. So whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code Parlay and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code Parlay. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Get Up is presented by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network, and in part by Jack Daniels. Make it count. Please drink responsibly. All right, if you didn't stay up late last night, boy, did you miss a good one. Steelers, Chargers, early fourth. Steelers are down 14. They need a big play to turn it around. And how about it, Dan? It comes from special teams.
Yeah, beautiful job internal on that special teams punt block unit. You said it, Greeny. They needed this as their offense had sputtered. Huge turn of events.
Actually, their offense doesn't wind up getting them into the end zone here on fourth and goal coming off of that block. This gets turned away, but there's interference.
Yeah, big body Claypool going across the middle. That defender definitely gets there early.
Call.
It's the right call. Now you get turn around, hand it off to Najee Harris, and he can go up over the top. They convert that block punt into points.
So it's 27-20. Then ensuing charge of possession. RC, how about the wheels on Justin Herbert?
Listen, Justin Herbert is a 4'6 guy. He's a dude that when he started to run the zone read in college, the Oregon Ducks took off. This, when he is decisive the way he was last night, this is one of the more athletic quarterbacks in the league.
And then he would turn around and give it to Austin and Eckler. He had four touchdowns.
Yeah, great vision and balance. Huge for anybody who had him in fantasy.
Steelers now
like himself.
Get the ball back, and they got Deontay Johnson. They're working it.
Guys, hey, defenses, Deontay Johnson runs a go route or a slant route? Can we stop giving both of them up?
Second and goal. Eric Ebron, touchdown. Steelers within seven. Ensuing charge of possession. The one thing you can't do if you're Herbert is get picked. Well, but he gets picked.
Well, great job by Cam Hayward. He gives us that 30-plus inch vertical. He goes up. Ball get, and as a quarterback, you're like, ball, get on the ground. Sutton does an awesome job of chasing it. Another turnover for this defense.
And that, I love Pat Freiermuth.
Hey, Pat Freiermuth is an absolute star. Ben Roethlisberger took him out to get ice cream, and they've been jam tight ever since.
We're tied up at 34. Chargers back. Fourth and they're going to run fourth down, and they get stuffed, Rex.
Yeah, man, let Herbert run it in that situation.
Steelers get it back. They turn it into this 45-yard field goal from Boswell. The Steelers are up by three. Next Charger possession. Why is Mike Williams this open?
Because they run trap coverage in the corner, thinks he's going to throw it to Keenan Allen in the slot. Herbert does an awesome job of seeing it, drills it to Mike Williams. He makes sure he doesn't get tackled by a safety. Touchdown, L.A.
Herbert throws for 382 and three touchdowns, and the Chargers win a thriller. That brings us to the Colts and Bills. Two words, Jonathan Taylor.
Three letters, MVP. Man. Opening drive was dominant by this Colts run game.
And they were just getting started, and their defense came to play as well.
Yeah, penalties. Third and 18, Josh Allen, it's two man. That safety, Odom, plays high, drives that in-breaking route. Big takeaway for this defense.
And Colts are number one in the NFL in points off turnovers, like right here. RC, give me some more Jonathan Taylor.
No, please, no. Give us some more Jonathan Taylor. When Jonathan Taylor gets the football in his hand, he is a playmaker. This is a dude that's 4'4", track guy. He's also downhill with physicality. You can't stop him, but you have to if you're playing the coach.
So now it's 17-7, and Rex, this is the biggest play.
That is a kill you right there.
Untouched.
Breaks your back.
Yeah, that's not okay.
Isaiah McKenzie, untouched, falls, fumbles. Yeah. Colts take over at the 2-yard line. One guess what happened.
Yeah, they're going to hand it off to 28, and he's going to find a way to score. He goes
over the top. I'd give it to him.
Hey, man, what's the play call? 28.
24-7 it is, and then here we go. It's Allen and desperation, and this is bad.
This is a ridiculous pick, though. I mean, this is awesome by both players. Kenny Moore tips it to himself, then creates another takeaway for his defense.
Kenny Moore has 6'9 arms, and he's 5'2.
that Jonathan Taylor
unbelievable.
Takes it in for his
just unbelievable
touchdown of the day. 185 yards rushing, four rushing touchdowns and one receiving. Jonathan Taylor, he might be in the MVP conversation.
No.
What a performance. So let's sort of sit back and see where we sit. The Bills' loss, coupled with the Patriots' win on Thursday, leaves New England in first place.
By the way, first place, Greeny?
The Colts have won 5 out of 6, so they're in the playoff picture. But let's let RC do his dance. You told us 2.5 weeks ago, watch out for the Patriots, and here we are.
Oh, what I tell y'all. And we're back. Everybody, RC, you're stupid. Mac Jones can't play. You said he has a pea shooter. I did. Me and Rex said it. But guess what? They still winning. Bam, we right here number one. Nah, you know what, though? I mean, you look at these things, Greeny, and the first thing you think is, damn, RC always right. Like, that's the first thing I think.
You know, that's the first thing I think. No question, RC.
Can we have a moment on the Bills here? In the last 3 weeks, the Bills lost 9-6 to Jacksonville. They blew out the Jets, but who doesn't? And then yesterday they get obliterated. But what has happened to the Buffalo Bills?
I expected this game to happen because, look, the Bills can whip any finesse team.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
But they struggle you're against right, the teams that will bludgeon you.
Tennessee. Indianapolis.
Baltimore. All those teams. The bad thing is they're all in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
And so until you show us, you know when you got to show us?
Yeah.
When you play New England. Because they're going to try to bloody your nose, too.
That'll be 2 weeks from Monday those two teams will play each other. The Bills actually have a short week. They play Thursday night, Thanksgiving, against New Orleans.
Yeah, I think for the Buffalo Bills, number one, you don't have to make them one-dimensional on offense. They willingly will do it right now.
Amen.
Yeah. Think about that. They don't even try to run the football. And so as a defense, and you guys know this, you're telling the defense, one, you don't have to worry about the run.
Yep.
Your second-level players don't have to pay attention to anything. Two, the defensive line doesn't have to worry about anything. Quarterback, long as you keep him in the pocket, Josh is going to be 6 yards behind the center. Yep. He's going to be hanging out there. So you're making yourself one-dimensional. And their lack of physicality on offense is going to become an issue. I'm a little bit concerned with the Bills.
You fall in love with those things, especially when you draft a guy like Josh Allen and you develop him and you see what he was in 2020. You want to see that progress. You want to see that continue. And you kind of forget about protecting a dude. And Mina Kimes, we were talking about it Friday. She was like, you know, you can't get YOLO Josh Allen. What I said is you can't get YOLO. You can't get you only die once Josh Allen either.
Right.
You know, Josh Allen comes out sometimes and he's always trying to make the big play.
Right.
Very similar to what we talked about with Patrick Mahomes early on in the year. And you are killing your football team when I know you won't run it and I know that your quarterback will press.
I
don't think, you know, number one, like the fans of this thing, understand what we're saying. How if you can make a team one-dimensional, it is so much easier to play defense.
Yeah, right.
All right, to the point where I used to play against some of the best offenses in the league, some of the best quarterbacks in the league. And instead of saying, I'm going to make you run, no, I'm going to put everybody up there to make you pass.
Right.
And why? Because we can tee off on your quarterback. We can play all the coverages we want. We can mix everything known to man.
But they're doing it themselves.
But they're doing it themselves, and that kills this team.
In the meantime, very quickly, how about those Colts?
How about those Colts? Scary as hell to me. Yeah. Like, nobody's going to want to play him in the playoffs, I can assure you.
The Colts, Jonathan Taylor is the MVP of the NFL. I will say that again. After yesterday's performance, Jonathan Taylor is the MVP of the NFL. This is the best run-blocking offensive line in the NFL. In the last 2 months, it's the best offense in the NFL. They're over 30 points a game. Their quarterback is playing really good in situational football.
Listen, my biggest thing is this. Protect Carson Wentz, right? You run the football, play great defense, and then you want Carson Wentz to make a couple of plays that shows his pedigree.
I feel so bad because you gave me the thing and I missed the layup right there. RC, thanks for reminding me.
Yeah.
The only way they're going to lose is if Carson Wentz does a Carson Wentz thing. Yes, Daniel. I said it and I directed it at you, Daniel.
As long as he doesn't remember, he's Carson Wentz.
This.
The Colts will be in great shape. All right, as we continue. The D in Big D stands for disappointment. Our crew will tell you exactly what went wrong for Dak and company yesterday. Much more on that game then. The leader of the pack was his spectacular self, but it wasn't enough. Did we see the real weakness in Green Bay exposed? That's next. This is Get Up on ESPN.
Pack
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Get Up. We are presented by T-Mobile. And for my money, the most entertaining day, the game of the day was this one yesterday. Mm. Rodgers and the Packers visiting the Vikings. Picking up fourth quarter. Packers down by six. Third and six, Devontae Adams.
Yeah, this is just reaction by Aaron Rodgers. Knows that guy's unblocked. He's trying to let Adams just work a little bit versus the pressure. Touchdown,
that route,
Green Bay.
Bro. Seven catches, 115 yards, two touchdowns. But he wasn't any better than Justin Jefferson.
This is all-out pressure. My guy better than your guy. This is at recess. Find your best player, Justin Jefferson, dominant on that go ball.
So the Vikings go ahead by a touchdown. This is the very next play.
This is stupid. This is such a stupid throw. MBS gets leverage. Oh. The safety cuts the shallow cross, and it's an absolutely perfect throw by
Don't worry about
They were tied at 31.
We've all been there.
2 minutes and change to play. Kirk Cousins then tried as hard as he could to give this game away.
He's going to force this ball to the guy that was the best player in the field yesterday, Jefferson. Savage goes up and makes the catch. There's a reason guys play defense, though.
He drops the ball.
What are you talking about? This is a great play.
He doesn't want to catch it.
It's a ball. It's a rule thing.
It's an unimaginably bad throw by Cousins, but he gets a reprieve, and then he throws another interception that isn't.
Hand-eye coordination by Thielen is ridiculous. How it turns, right, somehow finds the ball, and it's right on him.
And then the very next play, they get smart. Just give it to Dalvin Cook.
Dad, the cookie monster.
And this is smart, too. Get on the ground. Don't get out of bounds. Very smart play by Dalvin Cook. You can't get the ball back.
Despite my need for him in fantasy to score that touchdown, it was the right thing for him to do. He sets it up for Greg Joseph to kick the game winner right here. So, despite 385 yards and four passing touchdowns for Aaron Rodgers, the Vikings get an unbelievable win. Meanwhile, after the game, Rodgers talking about his toe.
I'm just going to have to get through the bye and hope I can get some healing over the bye week. Probably the same schedule next week. Was in a lot of pain. Went in at halftime early to get it checked out. Yeah, I mean, it's very, very painful. Got stepped on in the first half, and that kind of activated all the symptoms I was having. So it's going to be another painful week next week, and then hopefully start to feel a little better in the bye.
Okay, so, I mean, the toe, 385. Why was everyone kind of giggling while he was talking? What did I miss? I
mean, look at him, man. I mean, come on. Like, he's setting the whole. Hey, listen, LaFleur, I'm going to practice when the hell I want to practice. And he's going on like, he's beautiful. Now he's his own doctor. We know how smart he is, but he own doctor. I'm going to sit out. May show up Saturday, RC. When I do, I'll throw for 400 yards because I'm the man.
That's all fine and fair. He was brilliant yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable.
He was not the problem yesterday.
I'm trying to figure out what I could hurt so I could do my job that way. Straight up.
Can I say this again? RC had this one right, too. He was the only one on this show.
Oh, my gosh. RC was right again? Green Bay Packers fans that are still talking about, RC, you're mad about 2010. No, the hell I'm not. My life is beautiful. I just knew the Minnesota Vikings was going to win. And Kirk Cousins, he tried to follow me, Greeny, but he could not. Even Kirk Cousins and all his Kirk Cousins-ness could not get me out of this win and being right again.
Can I go back to what I teased, though, which is maybe the real weakness of the Packers was exposed, because we've sat here and talked about, the Packers all of a sudden are a defensive football team. Didn't look that way.
I was trying not to be a curmudgeon.
Okay.
Right? Like, there was good things happening for the Packers. I always get this, Ryan, you hate the Packers thing. But if you go back to the Arizona Cardinals game, you can go back to the Rondell Moore tipped interception. There's a muff punt, and then A.J. Green doesn't play football on the last play. Patrick Mahomes is just bad when he plays against the Green Bay Packers. I'm sitting with Dan, and we're talking about it, and Dan is just talking about all the different mechanics that went into Patrick Mahomes being off. And then last week you played Russell Wilson, and now we find out that Russell Wilson with the hurt middle finger ain't that good. He's not lionhearted. Mm-hmm. And so I just thought that coming into this week against this trio of Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen, which accounts for 62% of the offense, 18 touchdowns of the 26, I said there's no way you match up with Rasul Douglas, with Eric Stokes, and then now you have to stop the run with a guy like Dalvin Cook. Rex talked about being one-dimensional. This team can do everything. Yeah. That's the best trio in football, and they took advantage of a hurt and banged-up Green Bay Packers.
For me, I don't think the Packers' defense was exposed. They just ran into the best wide receiver duo in the NFL.
Yeah.
That's the takeaway for me is Justin Jefferson and Thielen are the best
duo in
the
NFL.
Look at the route running, okay? Thielen's got the out. Justin Jefferson's got a pylon. You got to get lost inside here. And you're just reading that defense, okay, where's their vision? Watch as the corner turns to the out route. Justin Jefferson goes over the top because he gets lost inside, almost scores. Now, this time they're going to use Thielen in motion. They're going to motion Thielen. Now, Kevin King's going to run and tap the top of his head. He's going top hat. He's actually telling the defensive guy, I got the guy in the back, right? Now, Thielen's got a choice. I can sit. I can go in or go out, all off of leverage. Watch how he pushes up, stays outside Justin Jefferson. Jefferson sets the defender inside, breaks away, touchdown, third and goal. That's smart. This time they go Sean McVay. They take Justin Jefferson, put him in the backfield as a tailback. He runs the same choice route, sit, out or in, off that defender. Once that defender stays outside, he crosses face, third and goal, touchdown. So it's more so for me, like, did they get exposed? Sure, but they ain't seen a duel like those cats until they play Minnesota.
And the Vikings are good, and we had the stat last week that they've been the only team in the league to have a touchdown lead in every game so far, but they were still under 500 going into this game yesterday. It's not as though they were, I mean, other teams have figured out how to beat them, and the Packers didn't yesterday is what I'm trying
to say. Yeah, well, I mean, they find a way to beat themselves. Their kicker usually chokes.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, he hit two game winners, but it is, in this team right here, that's another scary matchup. Look,
it's a tough matchup.
Time Dalvin Cook and company played the Packers, he rushed for 163 yards and three touchdowns. They match up with the Green Bay Packers.
I'm just telling you, the Minnesota Vikings are quietly a dangerous team in the NFC. They got five losses by 19 points. They're a good football team.
That is absolutely, and it's not even quiet to me. Like, when you watch, like, if you just watch the
games,
film of this offense can flat out go. It's all based on how Kirk Cousins plays.
Correct.
Because when he gets the ball to the right people, these skill guys are unstoppable.
The last two games, he's 30 of 39 for 459 yards to Thielen and Justin Jefferson. Yep. It's the best wide receiver duo in the NFL. And the whole NFC needs to understand, to slow down that offense, you got to stop those guys. Good luck.
Well,
by the way, Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, he's the third option.
So we woke up yesterday thinking maybe the Cowboys were the best team in the NFC, and then the Packers lose, and we're thinking it even more. And then the Cowboys played Kansas City, and let me just show you a quick, in case you're just joining us and didn't see it yesterday, another quick run through of how this game went yesterday. Dak against Patrick. This is the second drive at Dak Prescott. This was really the story of the day, was the KC defense.
Yeah, Greeny, on third down, you're trying to quick snap the defense to see if you can get 12 men on the field or they're not settled. They kind of fool themselves because both tackles for the Cowboys aren't ready. Sack fumble.
It was not an explosive day for Patrick Mahomes, but there were some nice moments. This one's to Byron Pringle.
I like the little pump fake right there to get Diggs to commit to the out route to Tyreek Hill, and then he's got Pringle right behind him where Diggs should be on the corner.
And then this was a nice play down by the goal line.
Yeah, I love this. Reverse option. Nice job by Patrick. Attack the defense. The defense. Get them to commit, and then you pitch it outside.
That gave Kansas City a 16-3 lead. Fourth quarter, Dallas, they were never really out of the game, but only down 13. But they just couldn't handle this D-line.
Well, it's a great job by getting your best pass rusher one-on-one against a replacement starter for the Cowboys' offensive line.
Chris Jones had 3.5 sacks on the day. Here's more.
Yeah, getting after the Hall of Famer Zach Martin. Just the effort from 95 and the talent was on display.
And I will repeat, the Cowboys were still in the game most of the day. This one is the one that puts it away on a tip ball interception there. But this game was about the Kansas City defense. Yeah. And the Chiefs win at 19-9. And I mean, a month ago, if I had told you we're going to be talking about the Chiefs and their defense being the key to their turnaround, you would have laughed at me. But Rex Ryan, that is exactly what is happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know when it started? When Spags finally sat back and said, you know what? I'm going to move the big man inside.
Yeah, Chris Jones.
Put Chris Jones inside. And it made an unbelievable difference. And look, this defense, that they were the difference in the game, without question. But they've been the difference for the last month.
Yep,
and,
you're right.
And that's why this Chiefs team is right back in there.
All right, I want to ask a question that I didn't get to ask at the beginning of our show here because there's so many angles on this. But on Friday, Ryan Clark, you were on with us on here on Get Up. Mm-hmm. And I said, are we going to learn more about Kansas City or about Dallas in this game? And you said Kansas City.
Yeah.
But there were scenarios in which we might have come out of it saying, you know, maybe it was a little more about Dallas. And I sort of feel like, to me, one of those scenarios played out yesterday.
No, absolutely, because we saw that Dallas can walk into a football game that means the world to this team and to this league and not show up, that the moment could be too big for the Dallas Cowboys. And they tried to play it coy the entire week, right? They tried to say that it's not about us against Kansas City. It's not about proving anything. It's just about going out and winning one game. The Kansas City Chiefs didn't play it that way. The Kansas City Chiefs played this game like it was a big moment. Andy Reid came out with his Mud Dog notebook when it went to play calling early on in the game. And their defense, every single snap, was all-out effort, run to the football, hit, and affect the football game. And I thought that that was huge the entire day.
That's the thing to me. Attitude reflects leadership. And I thought the Chiefs showed me the heart of a champion.
Yeah.
If you go back and watch that game, the interception, right, that Kurtz gets, watch Pringle here. This is the interception. Now watch the guy at the bottom of the screen. Now watch the effort. Look at the effort. Look at the effort. Look at the effort. If he doesn't catch Kurtz there, I don't think anybody on the defense does.
Right.
That to me, look at Byron Pringle. That's their third or fourth option. Yeah. He's not one of their superstars. And that play stood out because the effort of a champion.
On the same play, last week we talked about Teddy Bridgewater allowing Darius Slay Jr.
Right.
to score on a fumble.
Right.
If you see on that play, the first person to miss the tackle is Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
He tries. Yeah, right. He dove at his legs.
Slowed him down.
All out effort. And so when you think about things like that, that's the best player. That's the most talented quarterback in the league. A league MVP. A Super Bowl MVP.
And it wasn't his interception.
I'm about to say throws a tipped interception that your all world tight end drops.
Watch him.
Right.
Watch.
All world tight end
watch
drops.
15
the first guy that flashes into the screen,
yep.
It's Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah,
now, listen, if I'm a coach, I'm saying, you know what, Pat? It's okay. You don't have to do that. We know who you are. But that type of effort shows the difference in the mindset that the Kansas City Chiefs took the field with and the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah.
Quick thought, Rex, because you compared this to a championship fight.
Absolutely.
And the legendary line about Mike Tyson was, everyone's got a plan until they get punched in the face.
Yeah.
Dallas got punched in the face.
100%. And here's the thing. They all of a sudden, now they're like, oh, damn, we don't belong. And by the way, number one, all right, you want to talk about
Cedric Wilson?
Yes. Cedric Wilson.
Noah Brown as well.
Yeah, like all of a sudden drops all that, the little alligator arms,
yeah.
All that type of stuff right there. And to me, it was like it was too big for him.
Yeah,
and they didn't have adjustments. By the way, Dallas, if you're without your two best receivers, how about you run football?
Next hour, I'm going to break down the lack of adjustment by the Cowboys offense, really the lack of plan and communication by them, because you're exactly right.
I thought Troy Aikman was going to take the headset away from Kellen Moore and call a running play in the game yesterday. Oh, the weekend is not over, by the way.
Give me that headset.
Our Week 11 Monday Night Football matchup has the Giants with Saquon Barkley back against Tom Brady and the Bucs, drop two straight, 8 Eastern tonight on ESPN, ESPN Plus, ESPN Deportes, and the ESPN app, and then ESPN 2 has Peyton and Eli. So it's a great night. Coverage begins with Monday Countdown, 6 Eastern. Coming up, fly, Eagles, fly. But it's actually their punishing ground game that has them thinking playoffs in Philly.
That's next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back. You're watching Get Up, presented by T-Mobile. Time for the tweets. It's time for Ryan Clark to explain his tweets.
Get in the gym, bro. Well, I just got buffalo chicken dip. Baker.
Bruh. Lord. As everyone laughs at the way I read your tweets. I can't even do it with a straight face. All right, everyone loves this when we explain Ryan Clark's tweets from Sunday, and I never pre-read them. but I'm nervous because some of these are long. Here we go. Here's the first one. RC's first tweet. Cam must just look faster in black, bruh. I promise he didn't look this dang swift and nimble one day in a Patriot uniform. I'm not sure if the mojo of the QB room in New England slows you to a 5 flat, but he looks totally different. This is the dude that put a statue up in Auburn. RC, explain that to me.
Just early on in the game, watching Cam Newton move, watching Cam Newton run, and we looked at it last week, and he only had a couple of plays, but he looks faster, right? He looks quicker. He looks more athletic, and I don't know if the black just makes him look sleek, but the way that Joe Brady is using Cam Newton is the way we want to see it. Cam Newton looked like Cam Brady or like Cam Jones when he was at the New England Patriots. This is a totally different thing. This is the dude at Auburn that had me scared, that was outrunning Patrick Peterson, that was running over Tyrann Mathieu. This is the Cam Newton that we've been waiting to see. He looks healthy, he looks ready, he looks excited, he looks like he has a ton of energy, but he still lost to Taylor.
Yeah, they lost the game to Washington. I'm with you, but he did look better. He looked way better, and if you had him in fantasy as I did yesterday, he had a very good day. Okay, next. Oh my God, did Austin Eckler just make James Pierre phone home? That's the worst. I've been there. You think you're going to lay hands and end up swinging at memories. Bro, was Demi Moore doing pottery? He could imagine the touch, but just could feel him. Better call Whoopi.
Hey, bro. Greedy, bro. I've been here, dog. Like, you run up to the dude, and you're like, ooh, I got him. And he's standing, like, right in the phone booth, and then you swing for him, and you just miss, right? And then you look back, and it's almost like he disappeared. It's like one of those videos where you're about to hit the dude, and then the dude disappears. He jumps into the ground, and then he comes up behind you. And that's what James Pierre did. Like, it's just me and you. It's for the whole world to see. And then he hit that boy with the dipsy dude, the dunkaroo, gave him a leg, he took it away, and all I could think about was Demi Moore when she was doing pottery and the Patrick Swayze, God rest his soul, came behind her, because that's what it looked like. It looked like James Pierre was about to do pottery and then Austin Eckler was Patrick Swayze and then he was gone. Gotta call Whoopi though, because Whoopi can feel him.
That's so
Whoopi
good.
Can feel him. Whoopi be knowing where he at.
If you don't know the movie Ghost, you have no idea how great that moment just was. All right, one more. And this one's pretty straightforward. When the Eagles choose to run the ball, they choose violence.
100%. Listen, the Eagles go into the game. The New Orleans Saints are the number one run defense in the NFL, and they made them absolutely like it. They took them on a date, they wined and dined them, and then at the door, they didn't even give them a kiss. Because when you think about what they've decided to do with Nick Sirianni, this offensive line with Jalen Hurts, it's so college, but it's also so dang physical. 3 touchdown runs by Jalen Hurts, over 50 runs on the ground, 240 yards, and it's like they figured out, you know what? This is our way to win football games. Down the stretch, this team has a chance to be good, but nobody wants to play physical run teams in this league anymore, and that's what the Philadelphia Eagles are.
Let's talk about how good they've been, all right? This is a team that started out this season 2-5, and you figure, well, they're done. Well, you figured wrong. They're 3-1 since then. Their only loss was a tough game against the Chargers. We now give them a 39% chance to make the playoffs, and I think if you look at their remaining schedule, that feels reasonable. They don't have to get on a plane the rest of the way. Dan Orlovsky, are the Eagles going to make the playoffs?
The Eagles are in. They're in. Their run game, RC mentioned, is diabolical. Their defense is playing so much better. Darius Slay kind of making a conversation for Defensive Player of the Year. Your tweet says they chose violence. Jason Kelce chose violence. Watch Jason Kelce pull here. Watch him run through. Oh my goodness. Oh. Yeah. He runs through the soul of that defender. Can we run that back again? Watch this. Yeah!
Honestly, though, hey, we got to jump him.
Yeah!
100%. Me and the homies got to jump
that
him after the game.
That is choosing Greeny. Their run game. Watch him again. Watch. Run through. Boom!
This might be on a sat him down. We might see this tomorrow.
Yeah, Jeff Saturday may bring that back.
Big time.
Can we talk about one thing quickly? Because this was a season in Philadelphia that was supposed to be about a lot of things. One of them was figuring out if Jalen Hurts is going to be their quarterback.
Yep. It's figured out.
In your mind, that decision is made.
It is not a question anymore. Jalen Hurts is their quarterback now. He is the quarterback for the future. This is a team that is winning while rebuilding.
Yeah.
Put those two. That does not happen. Tough. in the NFL. Jalen Hurts right now in the last month has got the best QBR in football. They're using him the right way.
They're utilizing him
as a weapon. He's become a runner. His scrambles remind me of Russell Wilson back in the day. Devontae Smith doesn't get covered. Dallas Goedert is great. Look at their schedule. They're in the playoffs. Fly, go fly. And Jalen Hurts is the quarterback of the future for the
Eagles. I agree with that. That's the most important thing, though. The confidence in your quarterback, but also understanding how to use them. We've entered an era of football where it's not just about you plug and play a guy because you think he has a certain set of measurables the positions. It's about figuring out what he does well and catering your offense to that. And we've seen it with Lamar, right? We've seen it with people like Deshaun Watson. We've seen it with different quarterbacks, and we're seeing it now with the Philadelphia Eagles. They've figured out what makes him the best quarterback for this team, not for any other team, and that's how you find success.
I'll remind anyone who is not aware of this that they have 3 first-round picks in the upcoming draft.
Yep.
If they don't need a quarterback, Dan, no team in the NFL will be better set up than they will
Absolutely.
Be.
They should not use one of those 3 picks or any of those 3 picks on a quarterback outside of maybe getting Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers,
right,
and depending on what it costs you, that's not even a question anymore. Jalen Hurts has proven not only can he play well, you can win because of him.
Yeah.
They're winning some games. Their zone read, when they get into their trips, their zone read is they should not use a pick on a quarterback next year.
Yeah, the last touchdown by Jalen Hurts says it all. They had like 2 or 3 three and outs. They drive the football down the field, makes a magnificent move, gets it to the end zone. That's what you want from your quarterback, a leader and a winner.
Watch for the Eagles. They are a team to be reckoned with. Got to take a quick break.
We
have a lot more to do here. Don't forget, tonight we got Peyton and Eli for you on ESPN2 and ESPN+. At 8 Eastern, they'll be breaking down Eli's former team, the Giants, taking on the Buccaneers. Brady's Bunch has lost their last 2. Monday Night Football coverage, of course, also available on ESPN and the ESPN app. Coming up, oh, LeBron James, the bow, the blood. Is he going to get suspended? There's a lot to unpack there, and we will. Coming up at the top of the hour here on Get Up, which is brought to you by T-Mobile, America's largest, fastest, and most reliable 5G network. From where you tailgate, only T-Mobile keeps you connected to your team with the most 5G coverage nationwide. Switch to T-Mobile, the leader in 5G.